The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, freaks and geeks, hold on to your socks, because they're about to be blown clean off. Welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea, the only show where sanity checks out and chaos cashes in. That's right, folks. Here's Billy, the master of mayhem, and then there's Chuck, the king of catastrophic ideas. Tonight, we're diving headfirst into a dumpster fire of dumb. Think juggling flaming pineapples while riding a unicycle made of spaghetti. And don't blink, because I'm attempting to break the world record for most failed cannonball dives into a kiddie pool filled with gelatin. Spoiler alert, it's gonna be a sticky disaster. So, buckle up, buttercups. Or better yet, just throw the buckle away. We're serving up a hot mess of laughs, crashes, and pure unhinged insanity. You're not ready, but too bad, 'cause here we go.
Here's Johnny.
Here's Chuck, and here's Billy.
Here's Johnny.
Yeah, so welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Go ahead, say what you were saying. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I don't even know. I was going to say something about Johnny.
Johnny?
Oh, John. I was going to say
Johnny Two Socks.
No, I think I was going to say Johnny. Tell him what's behind door number one.
Johnny, tell him what's behind door number one.
I do that pretty good. I should be a radio gig guy for, like, you know, a game
you mean
show.
Like a game show guy.
That's what I meant.
Game show host.
Yeah.
Johnny, tell him what's behind door number one.
Or just be that guy that just
door number two.
Door number two.
Door number three. Okay.
Yeah, that's enough.
Let's make a deal.
Would you like to phone a friend?
Let's guess who's on Hollywood Squares.
Can you imagine if they were all like that? Like every single game show.
Oh God, would drive me nuts.
It would be funny.
I would laugh.
I would laugh too. You're just flipping through all the game shows and it's like,
oh, my, he just passed well now.
How was your date last week?
Imagine people just talked like that in general.
Oh, I know.
Like, literally, you're having a conversation.
Hey, I just fixed my carburetor.
If people talk like that on a regular basis, we'd be so used to it, it wouldn't be funny.
I know. You'd be like,
if somebody talked regular, then it would be
hilarious.
It would be hilarious.
You're like, I just fixed my carburetor. Dude, that's great.
Dude, just like the Twilight Zone, the one where they were all, like, ugly, like pig faces. And
the girl
was beautiful.
Yep.
And she was ugly.
Yep.
Quote, unquote.
Yeah.
So they were going to change her face
that.
And stuff.
It's sad because I was watching Twilight Zone. Like, it's on, I can't remember what it's on. I think it's on HBO Max. I was watching all the Twilight Zone episodes. I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
I remember this stuff when they were playing it late at night and I was just a kid and I'd fall asleep watching it.
Yeah, all the black and whites.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Like, and they turned into color.
And you're like, oh, boo.
Speaking of, did you know that when they filmed Psycho in black and white, the reason was because the movie production crew was busy doing something else, so Alfred Hitchcock took his TV crew and did the movie?
That's great.
Isn't that funny? Like,
that's
I never
funny.
Knew that. That's the reason
either.
That's the reason it's in black and white.
I didn't either. So anyways, last week was awesome-ish fiasco.
Well, we're really sorry about that. It was just a technical difficulty, but we made light of it, and hopefully some of the listeners got to enjoy the experience.
They're probably like, why is there no sound?
We're like, help.
Where's the people? Hello?
Where are the people in the box?
Yeah.
How'd they get in there?
We can see Josh running, just saying stuff, but we don't know what he's saying. He's like,
I know. It was funny.
I felt bad. We apologized to Josh in person, and then we had a nightcap with him.
Yeah. He said it was awesome, actually. He said it was, like, perfect for what it was, you know, like.
He's like, perfect for live TV. I was like, yeah, sure.
He was like, it tied right into, you know, every day for him. So
hey, it works, right?
Yeah.
I'm glad. I mean, it was frustrating at first. Like, what happened?
Yeah.
But one of the guys came in here and told us what happened. We're like, all right, was that easy? Dang it.
It usually is pretty easy. It's something we were saying, very simple.
When we couldn't hear him, he couldn't hear us. We were saying it's something simple and we can't figure it out.
Yeah. Yep. And it was. So we went to his show on Friday night at the Mahiwi, and it was awesome.
Oh, it was hilarious, man. I laughed so hard my sides hurt.
Yeah. I was in tears. There was people snorting behind me, people snorting in front of me. I might have squeaked out a snort or two, but let me tell you, like, I was in I don't think I breathed the entire time.
Oh, it was great. It was so funny. Like, even the guy, even Nick, the first guy, he was great.
Yeah.
He was phenomenal, too.
Yeah, you can follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I did.
What's his name? Wait, do I have it in my pocket? I do.
It starts with a G, so.
Yeah, well, so we're going to try and get him on the show.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Let's see. Funny, too. He's originally from the Boston area.
I think it's Giasullo.
Something.
Maybe? Yeah, Giasullo. Follow him on @nagcomedy.
Yeah, Nag Comedy. It's @nagcomedy on Instagram.
Yep, Nag Comedy.
He's a funny guy.
He is hilarious, man.
I was holding my breath a couple times. I was waiting to see what was going to happen because some of the topics that he was joking around about. I was just kind of holding my breath because it was very controversial and you don't know how people are going to react. So, yeah. So these days,
you're like,
yeah. So I'm like, I'm holding my breath, but people were laughing. So I was like, all right, cool.
Well, that's the thing. You got to laugh, man. I don't care what it is or what it's just a joke. It's not like
you can't take everything so personally.
Everybody takes things so seriously lately.
Why so serious?
Why so serious?
But it was funny, and he touched on a lot of subjects that a lot of people won't touch on, and it's kind of right up my alley. You know?
Exactly.
So he was funny. He was funny. But Josh came on, and that was it.
Yeah,
that was.
He blew it out of the water right there.
What you see online is nothing like what you see.
No, you have to see him live.
Yeah.
You literally have to see him live and meet him in person because
he's awesome.
He has amazing energy. Phenomenal energy.
Yeah, it's super awesome to hang out with.
Yep.
We went to this little place in Great Barrington called Lucy's.
Yep.
And it was a little place that kind of tucked in down a little alley. You'd never know it was there.
And it was funny because he asked us to get a table for him.
We got
nothing but a round table with three chairs.
Yeah, we stole some chairs.
We should have stopped at the bar in the middle, though, because there was nobody in there.
Yeah. But that's where he wanted to go. That's where he told us to meet him.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he told us to meet him at Lucy's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, though. Yeah, I mean, I had a blast. I had a drink. We had drinks with him together. I mean, I had a blast.
I had a cranberry juice.
My wife had a cranberry juice. And I had a rum and coke.
Because I had to drive.
I don't know what that rum was, dude. Like, dude, it was gross. Like, I don't know what it was. I don't even know what kind it was. It was white, and it was nasty.
Oh.
Okay, this is exactly what it tasted like. It tasted like berries and garbage.
Oh. That's different.
I was just gently going.
Yeah, I couldn't finish the cranberry juice. It kind of tastes like vinegar.
Yum.
I was like, look, I could put this on a salad. It was like balsamic.
Just kind of do this.
Cranberry
looks
balsamic.
Same color. Almost.
Almost. Almost. But I mean, it was still awesome. It didn't matter.
Yeah, I didn't care.
I didn't care. I was still awesome to hang out with Josh. And he was having the time of his life.
He was.
He was playing games with people in there, and we were all, you know, at first we were all talking, and then he was actually going around and talking to people and playing games with people, and it was awesome to see him.
But it was the coolest thing about it was nobody knew who he was but us at the first point. At first,
yeah.
And a few people were like, oh, you're Josh. Hey, you're Josh. You know.
Yeah.
And I was like,
some folks did recognize him. Yeah.
And then he walked away from us. And we were all left alone.
Yeah, but he was having fun.
He didn't care.
He was just right next to us.
I was having a blast watching him play the game.
He was just at the table right next to us playing games.
The cool thing was is when we walked over, said, thanks, Josh, for everything. You know, high five, gave us a hug, everything. It was amazing.
Yeah, he was like, we got to do this again.
Yeah, he was like, I like you guys. And I was like, all right, sweet. We'll see.
Yeah, he's like, we got to do this again. I'm like, well, yes, we do.
And then I messaged him on Facebook, and I said, hey, Josh, appreciate everything. Me and Billy appreciate it all. Me and my wife and Billy appreciate it all. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. You know, letting have a drink with you and everything. He's like, yeah, absolutely, man. I had a blast. So that made me feel good.
Yeah.
So I was like, dude, we got to do this again. He was like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That'd be awesome.
It would be.
I would love it. It was the coolest thing about it was is you're hanging out with a famous comic, which was great. I know Nick's going to be one pretty soon because he's funny. He's actually absolutely
He's
funny.
Touring with the right guy.
He is. He definitely is.
He's touring with the right guy.
Josh, let me tour with you for a few.
But yeah, I mean, definitely an experience to put in the memory book.
Oh, yeah. That's a definite memory book right there.
Yeah, I remember talking about it, and I was telling Trin that it was like one of your dreams to be able to meet Josh Blue or you know, a famous comedian to just be in the same room or, you know, in the presence of him. And so it was cool because you got a dream to come true.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just merely because you reached out.
Yep.
And,
he's
know,
awesome, man.
Asked for it.
And the cool thing was we didn't ask for it when he was like, yo, let's hang out and have a beer.
No,
we like,
yeah, we didn't.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, he no.
He invited us.
Yep.
He was like, what are you guys doing right now? We're like, nothing. And he's like, you want to go hang out with me and have a beer? Well, my wife was like, having a beer with you. And he was like, let's do it.
Yeah.
Like, that was it.
Yeah, he asked us on the show, too. Yeah. He's like, let's have a drink afterwards. And we were like, okay.
Yep. I didn't think it was going to come true at first. I thought he was going to be too busy.
You know,
yeah, yeah. But that dude that was there asked him for his address.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, dude, he walked up and he's like, well, I think the way he asked for where he's just like, where do you live?
Yeah, like, he's like, where do you live, Josh?
I think he meant it as like, what state do you live in or whatever, but the way he came across was very creepy.
But then after he asked like three times, and then Josh was like, why? And then he was like, actually, what's your address? I'm like, and I looked at, Josh looked right at me, and I was like, shook my head, and he was like, why do you need my address?
Yeah, yeah, that was real creepy. You can't go up
asking
celebrities for their addresses, you know, like that.
I laughed about it afterwards. I was like, he's going to send you a lock of his hair. Josh was like, look at my shoulder. Then he garnished Nick's drink with it. That was gross. So I was like, yeah. I was like, Nick, you got to garnish. He's like, I know.
This happens all the time.
He's always giving me that stuff.
It would be. It's probably going to be in one of his in one of his jokes the next time.
I
went to this little town in the middle of nowhere.
Met up with these two idiots,
and somebody asked for my address.
Yeah, he's got it. He's got to do that.
Yeah, Stucker much?
He's gonna be like, I hung out with these two idiots. The only cool person there was the guy's
the only cool person there was me.
Yeah. And the guy's wife was giving me a hug, who I was sitting next to.
But yeah, we got some great photos,
great
and
pictures, man.
And it was a good time.
I had a blast, man. I'm never gonna not remember that.
I dared you to ask him to go play darts. Remember?
Could you imagine Josh going just staring at me?
It would just be for fun. It was totally as a joke, and he would take it as a joke, which would have been fun.
Josh, want to play darts?
You should have done it.
Not with your left hand.
Yeah, because it would have been really funny because I could see him joking about that too.
Oh, he would joke about that. He would definitely joke about
yes,
it.
Yes, I'm in a dart league.
He probably would say that. Yeah, I've won.
You better be careful.
Before.
I might be really good. I'm in a dart league at my home in my hometown.
I won championships.
Where I'm not going to tell you the address.
Most people hit with darts.
Yeah,
or stabbing myself at random.
I broke the world record.
Or stabbing myself in the thigh at random. It's always behind my back.
That's my backup. That's my backup career.
Yeah, it's always behind my back. It's great. I love that, man. Like when you kept saying, "You remember?"
Oh yeah, You remember that? Remember when I said that?
You remember when I said that? People were just dying when he kept
I know.
It. But he said it all casual. You remember when I said that? You guys remember?
Yeah, okay, it was like 2 seconds ago that he said it.
The cat.
Because you remember.
The cat thing with the chest hair was the best.
Oh, I know.
When you take a shower, it turns into hummus. You guys
body
had to
snacks.
See the show.
Yeah.
You guys had to see the show.
The body snacks.
Yeah, the body snacks, yeah. corn nuts.
Yes.
An essence.
Doritos.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
We had a blast,
it was
man.
Good.
It was fun. It was
if you ever have the chance to go see one of Josh Blue's shows, please do it.
You
it's
got
worth,
to.
It's worth it. And you need a little comedy in life. Laughing is a stress reliever, believe it or not.
It's good for the body.
It's good for the soul.
Yeah, it's good for the soul. I mean, it's
even though your face hurts after laughing so much, do you know that it's actually you're using less muscles in your face to smile than to frown?
Yeah.
Apparently. So they say. I don't know how that is because, you know, you're actually, like, moving lots of them.
I know.
But frowning, I guess, apparently takes up more muscles. I don't know.
I had to try it, see if it works.
Maybe it's the forehead.
Yeah, maybe.
Because if you're constantly, like, you look kind of like
constipated.
You're looking like it's real tough. You're concentrating real hard, but also you have a frown at the same time. But when you're smiling, you don't actually move your forehead or your eyebrows or anything. Yeah. So you're just like hee 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 hee. So you're using just your cheeks.
Jaw was killing me when I was like I was dying.
My stomach.
I know.
I
thought
dying.
It was funny because I turned and looked at you and you put your sweater over your face because you're laughing so hard.
I was
hard.
Laughing so I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know if I was going to like choke, snore, cry out for help. I have no idea, but I had to put my sweatshirt
like,
over my
stop
face.
It, Josh!
And I remember just before it, we were talking and I was like, yeah, there was a guy that was really loud in there, right? Which is fine. But like, I looked over, I was like, that's going to be the guy. And you were like, what? I was like, that's going to be the guy. That's going to be the guy that laughs really loud out of everybody.
Or you always know, like, says something out loud.
You hear like off in the distance somewhere, some person that laughs like a crazy laugh. Right, at least one time in the shows, any comedy show. Yeah. There's at least one person. I'm not even gonna say guy. There's just one person that always has like that one laugh that you hear over everybody else's. And I was like, that's gonna be the guy. And it turned out I was that guy.
No, but that guy did a few things that you said he was gonna do, like woo, like that.
Good
Lord.
Yeah, it was great though.
But he calmed down.
It was funny.
Yeah.
It was good.
I didn't know we were allowed to have beer there either. That was weird.
Wine. Yeah, the cups looked like urine test cups. I looked over and I was like, do we have to pee in a cup?
To pretend wouldn't let everyone know
it was funny.
We're actually
I think it was just if you drop your cup, it doesn't spill.
Yeah, yeah. It looked like a sippy cup.
Yeah, it did. It looked like an adult sippy cup.
Whoopsie.
People had their drinks in it. There was like wine and everybody. And it did. It looked just like a sippy cup, but it also looked like a urine cup.
I wonder if that his show was actually online or somewhere.
I'm sure.
That'd be great.
I'm sure it was.
Because I know Nick went up to the top and turned the camera on.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure they record them, you know, especially to go back. Like, if it was me, I would record them just to go back and see what, you know, the reaction. Just to, you know, for purposes of my own, to make sure that I'm doing my job.
There was people. My wife was dying. Everybody was dying during that show. It was so fun.
Oh, it was awesome.
It was amazing.
Yeah, I don't think there was a dry seat in the house, to be honest.
No, I don't think. I think it was full, completely full.
No.
Except for those.
Well, no,
top
there was nobody
two.
Sitting next to me. But
no.
Like
except
on the
for
other
that
side
old lady.
Of me. But I mean, like I think that everybody was participating.
Yeah,
you know,
it was laughing.
It was good.
I know there was a lady next to my wife that was laughing, but her husband was like,
I don't really want to be here.
But then all of a sudden, Josh said something about like the credit card thing where he was saying it was behind his back.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that was so funny.
Behind his back like that. And then he just started. He was like.
He was paying for everybody.
He went.
You know, he was talking about the tap and pay. Yeah. He was like, I just bought everybody's dinner in here. That was a good one.
That was funny.
He was, because he was walking around with his arm, you know, and he was like, boop, 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 boop.
It was so funny.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, guys.
No wonder why I'm broke.
Yeah.
That was good.
I like when he was like, I'm at this theater, but,
Oh, yeah, he was talking about being in the basement
and
how they were like, oh, we're going to go up. And he's like, no, you're not. Not without me, you're not.
He's like, I'm scared.
Like, it's a very old theater.
Yeah, it's wicked old. I would love to be
It's
there.
A beautiful theater, though.
Yeah, I think I would like to do a show there. It would be great.
If you've never been in the Mahawi, you should try to, you know, see a show there at least once.
Yeah. Check it out, man. I know there's going to be a couple other comics there. I'm not sure who.
There are a lot of things that happen there. So if you're not into comedy, or stand-up or anything. You know, there are other things you can look at.
There are some concerts there, too. I'm not sure who, but...
Yeah, but if you should. If you haven't been there, you should go at least once.
Yep, yep.
Especially when you live in the Berkshires.
Yeah, if you live in the Berkshires, you got to go to that theater one time in your life.
You got to go once. Just once, at least.
Got to do it.
It's a gorgeous theater.
It is.
It's inside. Beautiful. It looks all original.
Very well maintained.
Very well maintained. It's very old.
Yep. It's like...
I can see, like, opera being there.
I can see, like... I can see the 40s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big dresses.
I bet that
cages.
Would be a great place to do, like, a ghost hunt.
Yes. Down in Josh's...
Dressing room?
Yeah.
Down in the basement?
Yeah.
Anywhere. Old theaters usually have a little bit of a haunt to them.
One of the funny parts in that show was when Josh was throwing the soccer ball back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
When Nick was on the stage.
Yeah. It just rolled really slowly behind him.
It was like, wait, let's guess who that is.
Yeah. And I think Nick did it to him, but then it didn't make it all the way across. It just kind of veered off and then went into the curtain.
Yeah, he was like, see how bad he sucks at passing?
Yeah. And then it was, at another point I looked and it had disappeared, but I didn't see anybody take it.
No, I didn't either.
So they were like,
woo.
They were like ninjas.
It is October.
I didn't even see it. Yeah.
It is spooky season.
It sure is.
We got to next show, we got to do spooky music.
I know.
Come on and see if I could find a Benny Hill spooky sound, it would be hilarious.
Yeah, but there isn't one.
I know. I could make one.
Yeah.
Spooky Benny Hill. I don't know how that would work, but anyways.
Just do the Munster Family theme song.
Boop, doop, doodle, 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 doodle. Anyway. Or we could do just Michael Myers.
Yeah.
That's the best one.
I started decorating, it's been a couple of days we've been decorating, and I put a web up, right? It was the day before yesterday. I put a spider web up on my porch, right?
Yeah.
Well, the very next day, the wind was whipping, right? Of course.
Is it the cotton type?
Yeah, it's the cobwebs that you put up. I mean, these ones are pretty good, but I just put it up the day before, and the wind started whipping, and now it's flapping. In the wind, my poor animatronic, I have the Phantom, and it was so windy that it decided to give up on me. It works. So we put it back together.
Yeah.
And it works. But he fell over.
Oh, that sucks.
His arm fell off. His lantern rolled away.
Why'd you put me here?
Yeah. He's like, I give up. I can't do it. So we Trin went out and put him back together, and he's working fine. He's still, he's still good. But yeah, I was like, man, we just put the web up. The wind had to whip. And then it rained, so now it really looks sad.
Now it's soggy.
It's a good thing that I didn't put the whole thing up, because I have a bunch left over so I can just fix it.
Well, that's good, because usually when people put those up and the wind blows, it looks like a string. It's just one piece.
No, it actually doesn't. It didn't do that, but it definitely has a few holes in it. It doesn't look terrible, but I'm going to fix it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, when it's time.
When it slows down the wind.
Yeah, I was like, really? I just did it. But it's cool.
Stupid.
It's cool. We got ghosts in the windows that light up. They're pretty cool.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I seen some of the stuff you posted. That was pretty cool.
Couple skeletons that are up there trying to paint the house. It's funny.
We got this, guys.
Yeah, one's on the ladder and one's, below, touching the other one's butt.
Oh, jeez.
Like, I'll hold you.
I got you.
You're not going anywhere. I just zip tie them.
I got your bonies.
I got your bonies.
Your bony bottom.
Yeah, it was funny. It's funny. I'll reposition them another time. Put them doing something else. I think it would be funny.
Like hugging. We did it.
Yeah, get the hedge clippers out, and one's gonna be clipping the hedges, and the other one's gonna be in the way.
Should have it where he's clipping the hedges, but accidentally clips his head off.
Yeah,
have him be like,
yeah, yeah, they're completely positionable.
That's funny. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, I still gotta put the little ones out. Yeah. I have four 3-footers, and two little skeleton dogs.
Oh,
so,
nice.
So I gotta put them out, but I'm not sure what I want to do with them yet. But I have a little graveyard, so. I might put them in there, running around.
We've been here for a long time, Pet Cemetery.
Yeah, yeah. We've been here a long. We've been waiting to come out.
Don't bury him over there.
I know.
You don't want to go over there.
I feel funny because I'm like the only one on the street that
you're the only one that decorated?
Yeah.
That's messed up.
I'm like, oh, man. Everyone's but like, I don't care. I love Halloween, so I'm going to decorate.
Well, it's funny because it's like that neighborhood's like, we don't decorate horror here. We do like pretty things like glitter. And
no, they don't decorate at all.
That's sad. That's sad.
They don't decorate at all.
No, you got to decorate. Because people go.
We'll see what happens around Christmas time.
People go to that area to go trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to decorate.
I would hope so. I'm going to find out.
I mean, if I was here for Halloween, I'd dress up as Mikey, walk around the neighborhood.
That would be funny. Back and forth. See, there's a cul-de-sac, so you could just keep going around and around and around.
Just keep playing the music
in
my pocket. Because I couldn't bring my big JBL. It would hurt. My back would kill me.
Yeah.
I think it's a monster.
Just get one of those ones that you can hang off of, like, a belt loop.
Yeah. There we go. Just keep it in the inside so nobody can see it.
Yeah.
That'd be great. I would love it. I just, what I did last year, I was walking down the sidewalk, like I said, and I was scaring people. I had the music playing.
I dressed like Michael Myers last year, and I would just stand, like, behind bushes and just stand, like, halfway out. Or behind a tree, or behind a car. They're like, and the kids were coming up, and I'd run around the building, and I'd go on the other side where, you know, they when they leave, they go that way. And I'd be there already, so they'd be like, what? How'd he get there?
What? How's it?
No. I would, like, run in my own way to get there as fast as I could without hurting myself.
Oh, God, back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there goes my leg.
Then you go...
Dragging my leg, and like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make it.
Look like Horace Pinker from Shocker.
But yeah, it was, some kids would just come right up and just stand there in front of me, and I wouldn't budge.
No, I don't. I do the same thing.
I'd just stare at them and cock my head to the side. Like,
that's what I do. I go.
Yeah.
You've seen the guy, the Michael Myers of Decatur, right?
No.
No, there's a guy that just, he dresses as Michael Myers all year round, and he walks in supermarkets, and he has one of his buddies dressed as Jason, and they went into one of the supermarkets, and Michael got in the cart.
Yeah. I think I've seen that video, though.
And Jason's pushing him, and then the cart goes, eek! And he goes, wham! And he goes, like that to him, and then they start pushing each other.
Throws his arms up.
Yeah, and they start pushing each other.
That's funny.
And then they start walking around skiffing.
That is funny, though.
It would be great.
To see, just out, like, if it was a bigger city here, it would be funny to do every day, but, like, it's not. So
yeah, you'll get shot.
You can only do it. You can only do it a few times.
My eye.
Yeah, you never know what people are going to do when they get scared.
Exactly. People are like, well, yeah. Whoa.
Some people punch.
Yeah, punch.
Some people kick. Some people run. Some people just stand there.
Some women do the windmill.
Somebody might just... not, you know,
run you over.
They might actually hurt you.
Then you'll turn into a Ben Tramer, you know, from the original.
Yeah. And then you'll get really hurt.
Yeah. And then you'll be like, that's not nice.
Then you can't do it anymore.
Yeah. Then you'll be a Michael Myers in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you.
That would be funny. That would be funny to see.
It would be great. Like the Michael Myers of Decatur has his little son.
Yeah.
He has a knife in his eye like this. He just sits there and he wears a Michael Myers mask, but he keeps dancing.
Yeah.
It's so funny. He just stands there and stares at him and goes.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so great. Like, there's a part where he goes to a high school football game.
Yep.
And one of the cheerleaders gives him the pom-poms, and he goes.
And he raises him up and starts dancing with it.
He starts doing the whole cheer. And everyone's like, yeah, Michael. Like, and he walks away, and he throws the pom-poms in the air and just turns and goes.
Walks away.
He just walks away.
Slowly.
Yep. Keeps staring at people, looking at both sides, just keeps going.
See, what's scary about Michael Myers is that he is slow.
Yeah.
And he somehow ends up right in front of you.
Yep.
You could be running, and he somehow ends up right in front of you. The last thing you knew, he was walking. And how did he get in front of you?
Yeah, I know. You're just like, why? Hey.
Yeah.
What? Yep. Well, see, people have this theory that Michael Myers isn't alone. He has other people helping him.
Maybe.
And I was like, you're an idiot.
There could be one there, one here, one here.
Yeah. They're saying that they help him so he can be
Amazing. I think it's the second one. I can't recall. No, it's not. It's one of the newer ones, I think, where they're looking for him in the neighborhood, and he pops up somewhere, and then another one pops up, and then another one pops up. So,
oh, yeah. Oh yeah, that's Halloween H2O.
Yeah,
No.
H2O is the one at the school.
Four, I think. Ooh.
I'm not sure. Yeah, it's one of them.
Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on W89.7 Pittsfield. Jeez, I was so lost on that. 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1.
Don't forget WTBR. It's WTBR 89.7.
There we go, 89.7.
There you go.
Whew, we'll be right back after this commercial break.
That was awesome. The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
We made it.
Alrighty.
We made it on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. We got to do it like softly.
We got to do like the easy listening like we were talking about before.
Yeah, yeah. We got to go, yeah, thank you for coming back to WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR
88.1. Yeah. WSBR. 88.1.
You can't emphasize the S at all.
No. W-S-B-R.
S-B-R.
W-S-B-R.
W-S-B-R.
All right, so this past, let's see, it was October 3rd.
Yep.
The new series came out for Monsters, and it was the Ed Gein story, and I watched it. So I don't know how many people out there who listen watched it, but I watched it. I know you're in the middle of it.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of
it. But I'm going to say, I'm not going to give anything away. I'm going to say, and we had this conversation just beforehand, that Charlie Hunnam portrayed Ed Gein fantastically.
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't have asked a better person to do the job. I don't think I have one single complaint.
No, he did great. Like, they did the whole thing with his eye.
Yep.
It's beautiful. It's perfect.
Because he had that, I don't know if it was like an eyelid that was, one eyelid would droop more than the other, and I think he had a lazy eye. But yeah, they even made sure to get that detail. And I got to be honest with you, all of the series, each story, they're usually spot on with who they choose for the actors to portray each of the people that are involved. Usually they're pretty spot on. Like the actors do an amazing job at how they speak, the mannerisms, and it really doesn't matter. There's two other series out by Monster, and one is the Menendez brothers, and the other is the Jeffrey Dahmer story. Yeah. And the one that's coming after this one is Lizzie Borden.
I want to know who's going to play Lizzie Borden.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a tough person to play.
I don't know.
She's been a scary woman.
You know, and we're going to, and that one's going to be good. And I'm sure, you know, I'm going to be looking forward to that one. But I'll tell you what, the Ed Gein story was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's some of it's a little hard to sit through.
It is. It's tough.
It's like a little hard to sit through.
Even the stuff that I watch, I was like, my God.
It is really, it might not be for everybody, but you know, if you're interested in serial killers and you're interested in
like
some of the
crime and all that stuff.
Yeah. And you're interested to know what he actually did. Cause you know, he's not really talked about as much as the others. Like everyone knows who he is and basically what he did, but you really get to know what he did.
Yeah, sure do.
And, you know, not everybody knows about the inspired movies and that came from that story.
See, the good thing is what I like about Monsters is they tackle the little guys. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they did one with Dahmer, But you got the Menendez brothers. You got
they
Ed
were
Gein.
Pretty big though.
Yeah, you got Ed Gein, and then you got Lizzie Borden. That's a small
so far.
Piece, is what I'm saying. Like the small pieces of the whole puzzle of what true yeah. crime is, which I think is awesome because
they're big names, but
yeah,
they're
but they don't get portrayed out there like Dahmer. Bundy, you know, Gacy, that's what I'm saying. They don't get, whew, hey, oh, Ed Gein, I know that guy. Nobody
there's
knows.
A lot, yeah, there's a, no, there's a few movies that they made about Ed Gein.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you know, there isn't many, there is a couple documentaries, but there isn't, I remember I watched one, it was a little bit older of a documentary, and they were so wrong on their information. So, like, I was like, wow, that's wrong. Wow, that's wrong. I was like, I couldn't even watch it anymore because they were giving out the wrong information.
I love doing that. And I'm like, because I've done so much research on serial killers because I had to do it for a project. So now I know a lot.
But also, it's interesting. It's
yeah,
not like you're
it's
not like
it's psycho.
No, it's not like you're psycho that you like it. It's just that it's interesting.
I love it. No, I'm just kidding.
I think it's a human thing yeah. Like we are all interested in things that we probably shouldn't be interested in, but we can't stop looking at it.
That's a show they don't have here, true crime show.
Yeah, but to have a true crime show is yeah. very hard to have.
Yeah, it is,
because you have to be absolutely precise on yep. all of the information that you give out. It can't be hearsay. It can't be yep. you know. And not only that, you know you have to be careful what names you drop because you can get sued.
Oh yeah, well, we so wouldn't, I mean
it would be awesome to do something like that, but it would be very difficult.
It would, because we'd have to make sure that you'd have to have all the stuff in front of you.
Oh
all
yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You'd be like, well, on this date he did this, and oh wait, he did this.
Yeah. Like, and I mean, I think the only way you could actually really do it, like say on a podcast or a radio show or something, is if you didn't bring any other names up. And yeah, now the names of the victims, and they still have families.
Yeah.
So like you can change the names just to protect the families, you know, and just like there's ways.
Yeah, there's ways to do it.
But it is very difficult. You got to have all the right information. And I mean, like I said, I was watching that documentary and I was like, nope. Like what?
That's not what happened.
So back to what we were saying, like there isn't much out there about a game because it happened so long ago.
Yep.
When there wasn't as much, you know, outlets to pursue the information.
Exactly.
There was just some newspapers or some basically just some newspapers and maybe some articles that you would see in a magazine.
I'm just hoping.
And a comic book.
I'm just hoping that all the stuff that they have on Ed Gein is the actual stuff, because some people think they have it and they don't have it. That's the thing. That's
well,
that,
I'm
that
sure.
I like.
I'm sure that there are public records, you know. So I'm sure that the producers did their homework went through the.
No, no, I'm
the
not
police.
Talking about the show. I'm just saying people that do true crime in general.
Oh yeah,
like you gotta have it. Like you were saying, you gotta have it. If you don't have it, and then all of a sudden somebody comes back at you and goes, "Well, what you said about this didn't happen. This is what happened."
Yeah,
you don't want to look stupid. You know, what I mean?
There are public records that you can go into and you can get. Some of the police records are available that are public, you know, that you can get your information from.
Yeah.
From just about any, you know, any case. The ones that are not public, obviously, you're going to get turned away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But that's what you'd want to do. You'd want to, you know, go wherever the town it happened in, go to their public records, find their records, and do your homework before you ever talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
You
absolutely.
Know, and you could talk about the stuff that happened. Like we did that a couple times, and we talked about different serial killers and what they did, but we didn't get into the nitty gritty of things.
No.
You know, into their victims and into their family.
I mean, we explained what they did.
We
didn't go into detail. Absolutely not.
No, we just explained what we knew to be true.
Yeah.
And we didn't get into.
We always said this is what we.
Technical details.
Doesn't mean it's true.
But it's cool. It's hard to find a lot of information on certain people. And you know, there's the statistical number is there are right now about according to statistics. There are about 1,000 active serial killers.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh yeah.
You know, that's what they say, but I don't know.
And no, I'm not one of them. Knock it off. Anyways.
We're talking about Serial killers. Well, it is October, so I mean...
Yeah, you gotta talk about spooky stuff.
But, you know, if you haven't seen the show, it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
All right, I suggest give it out as a suggestion if anybody's looking for something
to
watch.
Yeah, if you're a true crime buff, this you should watch this. If you're a child, stay away from this show.
Yeah, you need your parents'
permission
for it.
To put a blindfold over your eyes for certain scenes.
Believe me, parents, you're not going to want your kids to watch it.
No, you don't want your kids watching this.
But if you're an adult and you're looking for something to watch on Netflix, I would check it out.
Well, I mean, it's number one.
Of course it is. Yeah. People have been waiting for it.
Yeah. So speaking of horror and Halloween stuff, did you ever get that video where I sent you where they have the Halloween game coming out with Michael Myers?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
I've known
God,
about
I
that.
Wait. I can't wait, man.
I think it's next year.
Yeah, next year, 2026. Yep. Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm like, I looked it up and I was like, really? I got to wait that long?
I know. I was like, when's it come out? Seriously.
Yeah, it's a Halloween PS5, yeah. PlayStation.
There is a bunch of people complaining about it, though. They're saying that it better not be like Friday the 13th, the game.
Yep.
It better be more fun, more enjoyable. I'm like, well, the people that made it went into detail, like straight up detail in the 70s. If you the video, when you look in the houses and the carpets and the walls, it's like, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so I saw some clips of what the game looked like, and I was excited about it.
The other thing that I read or heard, not saying it's true, is that they're going to be, like Friday the 13th, they had different Jasons. Like, you know, you have Jason in Part 6, Part 7, Part 8.
Yeah,
you know,
Jason X.
Yep. This one's going to have all the different Michael Myerses.
Yep.
So that's going to be awesome. I like that.
Because he changes over time.
Yeah.
So his mask changes, everything changes over time.
The only mask I didn't like was H2O. I hated that mask.
Yeah, that one was.
Hated that mask.
I didn't really like that one, and I didn't like the one that came after it. Was that the one? That was the one with the where they went into his house. Isn't that the one they went into his house?
Oh,
Resurrection.
Yeah. Resurrection was terrible.
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
That wasn't even a movie.
It was slightly off.
It was
the beaten path.
It wasn't even where it was supposed to be. It was just like
it got a little corny.
It was like what?
The storyline changed a lot too because in H2O she had a son.
Yeah.
And then no one knows what happened to him.
Yeah, he didn't have.
Does anyone know what happened to her son in H2O?
Son?
Like, he didn't die in the movie.
No, he just disappeared.
Jonathan Tate was his name.
Yeah, yeah.
But he never showed back up
never showed up again.
In the series at all.
He didn't show up in the new movies?
Nope.
Like, nobody said anything about him, like he was in a different state or something, or.
Yeah, nothing. She had a daughter.
Yeah.
You know, it turned out that, you know, in the newer ones, she had a daughter.
Yeah.
So I went back and I thought about it, and I was like, well, whatever happened to Jonathan Tate?
I've always wondered about where certain characters are in some of these movies.
You know, I guess they went in a different direction, but, you know, that storyline, like, it left me with questions, so.
The only thing is you can't go in a different direction. The only way you went in a different direction is after Rob Zombie made his one in Garbage 2.
I know.
It went back to where it was supposed to be.
He never should have made the 2 like that.
No, it was
Michael Myers was horrifying. Not obsessed with his mother.
Yeah, and he wasn't Jason. But anyways, he turned him into Jason.
Yeah, he turned him into a evil that never dies that is obsessed with his mother, which he wasn't. He was obsessed with his sister.
After those two movies, it went back to the normal where it was supposed to go.
Right.
But then the son was never around.
Because it was different. It was produced differently.
Yeah. I know. I get it. But, I mean, if you're going to go in that same direction after the two, well, the one good one and the trashy one, and then go back in the same direction, let it keep going that way. Don't take people out that weren't supposed to be taken out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I get it. I understand. Different director, you know, didn't. They're like, oh, Did you know that their
original girl that was in 4 and 5 was in the Rob Zombie movies?
Yeah, I know. It was weird.
Yeah, no, I recognized her right away.
Yeah, I did.
Her face has never changed.
No, it never changed.
And
never.
I was like, wait a second. Isn't that the girl that was in? Yeah, it is.
Wasn't that the little girl wearing the clown mask holding
scissors? Yeah, she was the little girl in the clown costume. Yeah. You know, like, but it was interesting. Yep. But yeah, I've wondered where has Jonathan Tate gone? You know, what I read about
Michael
it, and they decided to go in a different direction with it, which is fine because I still love how they went forward.
Yeah,
but I still wonder where John Tate went.
He'll come back in a new one.
Because it was that, and then after that was Resurrection, and it was Jamie Lee Curtis was killed off in Resurrection, or
yeah,
at least
fell.
We thought.
Yeah,
he stabbed her.
Yeah.
He stabbed her.
And then she
and
fell.
And then she fell.
And then all of a sudden she was like, ta-da!
Yeah, no, like, it was in, you know, she'd come back, basically, so it was Jamie Lee Curtis resurrected
in the
future films. But I'm glad, because it was not the same without her.
No, it wouldn't have been the same.
It was not the same.
Never would have.
And then, they had the third one, which wasn't even at all
Halloween
about
ends?
Michael. No, they had the Halloween 3, the Season of the Witch. It had nothing to do with Michael Myers.
Halloween Ends aggravated me a lot. Yeah. A lot. Like, it was just like, you could have killed him off way better.
Like, I don't know. I thought that was pretty fitting.
No, but what I think should have happened is he should have killed his sister.
Oh, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, drop the knife and walk off. Like, throw
his
mask
though,
and just
walk
off.
I think, though, they can still go off of Halloween Ends. I think that if they wanted to do another one, they still could.
They could say it wasn't the actual Michael Myers.
No, not with him per se.
Yeah.
But did you notice what happened in Halloween Ends?
Yep.
When the kid kind of took on Michael's persona somehow.
Yeah.
It got transferred to him. It's like transference.
Yep.
Even though he was killed in Halloween Ends.
Was he?
No, he definitely was. But could that have happened with someone else? Could there have been a transference that we didn't see in Halloween Ends, and then we're going to find that out? There could be another.
I know they're making a Halloween, the whole thing starting over. No Jamie Lee Curtis.
Well, I mean, it's difficult to put Jamie Lee Curtis in it.
No, I'm just saying that she's not going to be in it. She wanted to, and they said, no, we want to go whole new beginning. Like they want,
so they're taking it to a different story.
Yeah,
like a different storyline. Is it going to be Michael Myers?
It's going to be the same storyline, but in a different manner.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but it's still Michael Myers.
Yeah,
but it's going to be weird. I don't know. I mean, I
you have to give it a chance, just like we give it.
I know, like we did Child's Play. But
yeah, all of them. You know, every horror remake deserves a chance.
Yeah.
And then, you know, form an opinion afterwards, because you never know. It might be really good.
Just as long as you don't remake Evil Dead, we're all right.
Yeah, no, that is one of those ones you should never touch.
Yeah, like when he was the second one where he's sitting there and he's laughing at the thing and he's like...
yeah, he's up and down.
And
yeah.
He's like, ha, ha, and everything's laughing. I was dying.
Yeah.
And it was like...
Those movies are great.
Oh,
they're funny.
So awesome.
Get this dang screwdriver out of my head.
No, that's Evil Dead Returns.
Yeah.
I mean, no, that's...
the second one,
no,
isn't it?
No, that's Return of the Living Dead.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Really? They talk?
Yeah, yeah. They
I
talk.
Remember.
She stabbed him in the head and they were in the crematory.
Yeah, I swear it was like...
That's Return of the Living Dead. Yep, that's Return of the Living Dead. Yeah.
In color.
Yeah. That was a terrible movie, too.
Yeah,
it was funny though. Get that dang screwdriver out
of my
head.
Yeah, I can. It's all
like.
See, I could just see this head on the floor.
It's so funny.
And with a screwdriver in it.
Yeah,
and it's like dead.
It was so funny.
And it says that
so stupid.
It's like
and funny.
What?
And the thing
that's why I thought it was from Evil Dead.
No. That's where his hand beat him up with the plates.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's like, tsh, tsh.
Yeah.
Then it's like, huh?
Because he was possessed.
Pull him forward. Oh, that was great. And he grabs it, puts his hand, cuts it off. He's like, ah, take that.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't replicate that.
No, you can't. That's a gory movie. That's gory.
It is. And they don't do special effects like they used to. Like, the computer special effects are great.
Yeah.
You know, don't get me wrong, but when they had to actually make it, you know, the special effects in like a studio and these things were made by hand.
Yep.
It was pretty awesome, and that's creative, so there's a lot of creativity going into everything.
It's like Evil Dead Rise. You've seen that one, right?
Yeah, I did.
That was gory.
Yeah, it was.
Like, we went to see it in a movie theater. So yeah, that was all right, but it's too gory. I was like, that's Evil Dead. That's the Evil Dead thing. That's it. It's gory. You gotta deal with it.
What did I just watch? It just popped up as a new movie on one of the streaming platforms. It was a good movie too. The woman in who was in Uncle Buck.
Is oh, in I know it. Who you're talking about. Is it the teenager girl that was a Krabby?
No. No, no, no. You wouldn't recognize her if you saw her, but you really, if you, when you really look at her, you're going to know who it is. And she was also in Field of Dreams.
Oh, okay. I know who you're talking about. Yeah. Oh, the girl that plays as Buck's girlfriend.
Yep. 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 But it's...
Weapons?
Yes.
Oh, God, it was creepy. That was yes. creepy. When she comes out, when the mom comes out of the house, when she's sitting there sleeping in the car,
yeah.
she gets in the back seat and just goes... Psh-. I was like, nope, no.
yeah, and it, the thing is you got to watch it. So it has the same element as the movie Crash,
yeah.
where you're seeing different perspectives of different people
yep.
in the movie. So you got to kind of pay attention because it kind of backtracks a little bit, and you'll be lost if you're not paying any attention. But all these kids just disappear. All right, so that's what it's based
was
on.
Like 2:17 in the morning, right?
At 2:17 in the morning, this one class... of kids, and there's 18 kids in this class, but only 17 of them disappear.
Yeah, that one.
So there's only one kid
yeah.
left in that class, and no one knows why. And they blame the teacher for some reason, because I don't even know why they would blame a teacher, because it happened at 2:17 in the morning. Why weren't you watching your kids?
Yeah, that's what the detective said to the dad. He was like, what would she do at 2:17 in the morning? They all left the house at the same time.
They all left on their own devices.
Yeah.
And so you have kids that left houses that had alarm systems that went off.
Yep.
Why didn't you go after them? Why are you blaming a teacher? But anyways, 17 kids just up and disappear. Nobody knows where they are. They're looking everywhere for them. Nobody knows where they are. Yep. And then you go, and I can't tell you any more of it because it'll just give it away, but you got to watch it.
It was so good.
It's called The Weapons.
I was expecting it anyways, like when she went there. I had a feeling.
Is it? It's on Prime. I think it's. I don't know where else it
I don't
is.
Know. I just watch it for free. But anyway,
it's a new. It's a new movie. It might be on Paramount.
I don't think. I might.
Or HBO Max. I'm not sure, but it. You know, if you search, if you look on your smart TV, like right on the home page, you'd be able to hit search and search weapons, and it will come up on
it's so good.
On which
I didn't think
streaming.
It was gonna be good. It was different.
On which streaming platforms it's on.
It was funny because I wanted to run like the guy, the Asian guy that was coming towards the gas station.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's all I wanted to do. And people were like, don't do that.
yeah. And then you see why, like why that happened. And it's insane.
Oh,
it's a great movie.
Oh,
I watched it twice.
The brutality in that movie.
Oh, it's
like,
gross.
Unbelievable. I was like, wow. See, that's a good thing, though.
Not with the kids.
No, not with the... Well, the kids did.
The kids did, but they didn't have it happen to them, so that's good.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
That's the only thing I'm going to give away.
Yeah, that's it. But when she went after the Asian guy and his boyfriend, his husband, whatever, it was like the brutality in that was like unbelievable.
I know. And she walks in... that's like when you really meet her.
Yep.
And she walks in and she's kind of like out there a little bit, and you're like, hey, I kind of like her, but then you get to know her,
yep,
and you're going to find out that you probably shouldn't like her.
Yeah, you don't like her. She's weird. But, I didn't like her when she first showed up at the school.
Yeah. She was just odd.
She did a good job, though.
She did.
That's a creepy woman.
Like, that is
that
a creepy woman.
Is creepy.
It took me a minute to figure out who she was,
too. I knew exactly who it was right away.
I noticed, like, I recognized her, but I was like, where is she from? Where is she from? And then I kept looking. I'm like, wait a second. That's Field of Dreams. That's, you know, Uncle Buck. You know, that's where we know her from. But I don't see her much in much else.
No, she did great, though. She was, like...
But it was awesome.
Terrifying.
There's a couple of moments, too, where in some of the dialogue, you'll recognize her voice.
Oh, yeah.
And then
you'll
recognize who she is, like, at that very moment.
Right
like,
Like, right when she went into the school and she started talking, I was like, there's no way. That's all I did. I was like, no.
Yeah, but it's a great movie to check out if you want to watch something kind of scary and thrilling and a little bit of a psychiatric,
something,
thriller. You're gonna want to watch that.
Have you seen Death of a Unicorn yet?
No, but I did see the.
You gotta watch that. It's pretty good.
I did see
it's
that.
Not too bad.
Float by me.
It has moments.
It
I'm
has
like,
moments.
What? All right. Oh, I get it.
yeah. I like those movies that you gotta actually watch.
Where you gotta think.
Yeah. Psychological thriller.
Yeah, so they're fun. Those are my favorite movies.
Yeah, because someone said this before, the psychological thrillers are the scariest type of thrillers because these are things that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got your gory, scary stuff. You got your paranormal, scary stuff, your haunted houses. But the psychological thrillers are the things that people are most afraid of.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
To lose your mind.
Yeah, like I said, like when that part, when she was sleeping in the car, that's a girl from Ozark, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
When she was sleeping in the car and then the door opened, I was like,
something's happening.
My whole face was like, something. And all of a sudden she comes out and she's like,
happening.
Like holding the scissors. I'm like, oh, Lord. And then she walks by, she stares at her, and then she walks by her, and then you hear, I was like, no.
Yeah.
No. No.
How is she still sleeping?
And then the door closes, and I'm like, no, no. And then I see the scissors, and I'm like, and then she goes, click. And I was like,
yeah. Yeah, but then very, very terrible things come after that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Terrible, terrible. So terrible.
Bad. Terrible.
Terrible.
Very terrible.
So it's weapons.
Like the end of it was wow.
Yeah, wild.
Holy moly.
Wild. I got to say, it was wild.
It was good. It was good. It was different, really good. That's what I liked about it. It's different. Something like, I've never seen before.
You can scroll to it and you can read the little blurb it has about it. And sometimes if you notice, like you could read the blurbs of movies and they just sound so boring.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't want to watch that. But it turns out to be so amazing. And I think there's only like one line for that movie. I'm not sure. I can't remember if there was a little paragraph or just one line, but
I don't remember.
But it said new, and I was like, okay, you know, why not? I watched it, and I was like, holy crap.
This is amazing.
Wow.
I was like, people say this movie's terrible, and I watched it. I was like, they're stupid. They don't know what they're talking about.
It was one of those Siskel and Ebert's, wasn't it?
Yeah, one of them Siskel and Ebert
like,
people.
Oh, don't watch it. It's terrible. But you go,
would you ever see Weapons?
It's the opposite.
A horrible movie.
Yeah, don't watch it, because people always do what everyone tells them not to do, right?
Yeah, stay away from that.
Don't watch Weapons.
You're going to get hurt.
Don't watch that.
Especially the lady with the scissors.
Again, if you're under 18 years old, get your parents' permission, or parents, please watch it with your kids, because it is really, I think it's rated R. Yeah. So, you know, you don't want them watching something like that without you.
You don't want your kids disappearing at 2:17 in the morning.
Yeah, it was just weird, just odd.
It was weird. It's always like 333 in every horror movie I watch.
Yeah, and I don't even know why. That's a good number.
Yeah, it's like 666, just half evil, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. 333 is supposed to be a good number, apparently. Number sequence.
Yeah. Or it's like 3, what is it? Like, I can't remember what it was in
23.
Amityville was like 315 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, it was like 315. That. Well, that's the witching hour.
Yeah.
Between 3 and 6 a.m. or something, supposedly.
I mean...
If you're a horror buff, then you know that that 3 o'clock is the witching hour.
Yeah, you definitely gotta know.
And it's more than an hour.
Yeah.
And it's the worst on Halloween. And it's the worst on Halloween.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No candy for you.
Yeah.
What time is it? It's 3:15. Perfect.
3:15 in the morning. Why is your kid trick or treating? That's what I got.
What are you doing?
Why is your kid trick or treating? Yeah. Knock at the cabin.
Be like Sheldon.
Yeah.
Need some candy. Need some candy. Need some candy. I'd be like, Sheldon?
Knock at the Cabin was another good one.
Knock at the Cabin?
It has Batista in it.
Yeah, I mean, it was all right. You mean Cabin in the Woods?
No, Knock at the Cabin. They show up at the cabin with the...
Okay. The one in the Cabin in the Woods was terrible.
Was that the one where they
pretended everything was real? I hated that movie.
Well, it was kind of real. It was like they were summoning demons or something at the end of it. They were like summoning for the end of the world or something.
It was horrible. This is stupid.
It was entertaining.
The one with Batista, that was good.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
It was good.
Like, we're here to help you guys. And they're like, what? Who are you?
Yeah, why do you have those weapons? Yeah. Oh, they're not weapons. They're tools. That's what I'm going to say from now on. No, sir, this is not a weapon. It's a tool.
Why are you carrying that knife? It's not a weapon. It's a tool.
Yeah. Why? So we're picking you up because you're waving around a weapon. Sir, this is not a weapon.
It's a tool.
It's a tool.
Like you.
Look, it does multi different things. It digs. I can dig a hole.
I can screw a screw.
I can do things with it that you don't think I can do.
Yeah. So
it's totally a tool.
Yeah.
Like you. You're a tool.
You're a tool. Anyway.
Like Chuck.
Say that.
Chuck's a tool.
I'm a tool. Yay. I'm wearing pink.
The biggest tool in the tool shed.
I'm wearing pink for Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Hey, yeah, that's right.
My mom had it, so I figured, what the heck, right?
It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah, it is.
Pink is not a bad thing. It's not pink, it's salmon.
It's salmon. Salmon. Well, I mean, we have 15 seconds, so we get to say goodbye to you lovely folks.
It's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun, but we got to go.
Yes, we do.
Unfortunately.
Well, thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Have a good day, guys. We'll see you next week.